Institute.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Do you know on... Did you fly on an American flight to Washington?
Yes.
American Airlines?
I think it was like a Delta. No, it wasn't Delta.
So it wasn't American?
It was through American Airlines, but the plane itself was...
It like a German flight?
It was a German flight, yeah. Iberia or something like that.
Because you get free stuff on the plane whenever you want. I didn't even know that. I was like, can I have a can of Coke Zero? I was getting ready to tap my card. They were like, that's free. Free beer. Not the best beer, though. Like, it's shit beer.
Yeah, it's
like,
free.
It's free. I couldn't believe it.
You were on a flight before to America.
That was Aer Lingus, though.
You were getting free shit on it.
Yeah, but like only when the time was right. Like if your dinner, like you got, and like they come around with fucking treats and stuff like. But on the American Airlines, I could just like press a button. I'm like, can I have a can of Coke Zero?
What are you talking about? You were locked getting off the plane.
I wasn't, man. I only had 14 whiskeys.
You were falling off the fucking plane. Do you not remember? You were up in first class demanding champagne off
with
the...
With my feet up and on.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember it now, yeah.
Saying, give me that bath to you.
Give me that bath to you. What's the name of your film? A gorgeous good boy, or not?
Colin, what?
Telling me the good boy, Zilla.
Colin Keown, you want me to read your film? Fuck off.
Sir, you're going to have to sit down. What you mean?
I'm going to the Oscars.
You want to watch yourself? Yeah, with that trolley, you didn't have to hit me with it. Going to the Oscars. I'm going into the Oscars, I am. I'm on the plane with all them.
Where's Killian Murphy?
Yeah, there's Barry Keoghan there, Joe.
Swinging digs on the Aer Lingus flight.
Swinging digs and hitting yourself.
Just knocking yourself out for the whole flight.
I want to fly the plane.
Joe, you can fly a plane.
I can fly a plane.
Sitting there.
My co-host on Spin 103.85, he flies all the time. And he's good.
I can't do.
Let us up.
Tell him to give me a shot. Tell him to give me a shot.
We're going to the Oscars.
Hey. Drifting into...
Drifting into what?
Dirty Michael again.
No. Oh, yeah.
Give us the lift to the Oscars.
My friend.
Give us... Let me fly the plane to Calesta. And you can keep your fucking Pringles.
They're going to blow up in my face anyway.
Look at the top of the Pringle can. It's all risen up from the condensation.
Man doesn't understand how gravity works or air pressure.
From the condensation. Carbon monoxide. Just saying, aunting and everything now at this stage. I'll sit down, relax.
Did you see Ryanair put out a post saying that they're looking at people standing on their airplanes?
Instead of sitting, there's a standing area.
There's an option, like it'd be cheaper. Cheaper tickets, but there's like the seats, but they're like upright seats, so you're kind of standing and it just has a little bum part that you lean against. You're basically leaning against the wall. Can you get a photograph of that up for us? I think they just released it this morning.
Is that a mess?
No, it's real.
No, Ryanair though, it feels like it's just one of them things.
It actually wasn't Ryanair. It was whoever creates the planes, Avio, I think it's called. They're the manufacturers of the airplanes. And they released what it would look like. And it's to be released, I think, in 2026. Or they say that it could be released. It could be active in 2026.
I like that there's an option to stand. Like if it was an optional thing that you had a seat and you had a little area to stand, because you need to like get the legs moving on a plane.
To walk about like.
Yeah.
No, it would be like, you know the thing in the funfair that goes around the circle and everyone is just like flat to the wall and it spins so fast that it kind of pushes you up against it. That's what it would be like, one of them.
Oh, like the Like the Walsters.
Yeah, kind of like the Walters, but not sitting.
Or that caged one that like rolls around but goes around the continuous circle.
That's what I'm saying.
Rolly, yeah. Roller, rolly something, or
thunder roller.
Thunder roll thing.
But yeah, what do you think about that?
Show you.
Is that great?
It's almost like it's a bit funny or something. It's like they're just doing it just to be Ryanair. Like,
I don't think Ryanair have said.
Oh, you said it's not Ryanair.
No.
Say someone else.
It's their manufacturers, the people that manufacture the planes.
There's a manufacturer, an Italian company called Avio Interiors.
They make the water as well, do they?
I'd say so.
Evian.
They'd be mad not to. So they've put out the design showing, yeah, like you say, Joe, it's like roller coaster seats.
Can I see it? Sorry, you can't see it, listeners. You'll have to go. It's still sitting, like.
Well, it's standing, but there's a little...
Just, yeah, they do look like the seats off the extreme.
Yeah.
The one that goes up in the air.
It's a bit like...
Woo!
Yeah, a bit like safe standing in a football stadium. It's a seat when you need it and you can stand. But apparently, according to the Metro, who contacted Ryanair, Ryanair said they have no plans to introduce it.
Nah.
Yet.
Yet.
Yeah.
So there's no plans. Obviously, there's no plans. But that's, they will.
That's weird, though.
Would you buy it?
No.
Let's say it was 100 quid to fly to Sillow for a
4-hour flight.
So you're sitting down.
Yeah, I do 100 quid. 4 hours.
But what? For 4 hours?
How long is it to Sillow?
Oh, like 2 hours.
Is it?
Spain. Yeah.
Oh, the Canary Islands, 4 hours in the four.
Yeah, hour. That's way down in Africa. But what if it was €20 to stand?
Oh, yeah, all day. For a 2 hour flight?
You'd stand?
All day, yeah. For 2 hours, that's fucking nothing.
It's nothing.
Up and down.
I thought of better ideas. Though. What if you were to lie down, like coffins, and you could stack the seats? You could stack the you're just kind of sitting in a shelf, and then you can kind of press a button and it just slides it out if you need to go for a piss or something like that.
Yeah, but who would win the fight, though? 100 men or an ape? Only messes. Yeah, now, for a short distance flight, yeah, definitely. But like if you're going to fucking America or something, or Australia, imagine like just standing for the whole thing, it'd be fucking... It gets sores and all.
But I think sitting down is sore. And it's cramped. But my legs like, be cramped.
Sitting down is sore. But standing is also sore. So you can't really win. But I'd rather have the option to just like sit down for the whole yoke.
But you're kind of sitting at that. You're like dangling. You're not dangling.
It's
but
like you're in a baby seat.
It's more like there's a bike seat holding you up from the gooch. That's
I feel
kind of like
the,
where it's sitting.
By the looks of them seats that you showed me, it's like your legs will be dangling.
Mm.
And you can't touch the floor. It's like
if you were small, if you had small legs, then yeah, you'd be just dangling.
We'd be all right. Like our feet would touch the floor, but if you were small, like Amy's tall for a girl. Who's small? Who do I know that's small? Ryan Carrick.
Oh,
if you were Ryan Carrick, he'd be like woohoo,
Ray, dangling his little feet. Yeah, you would. Yeah, probably unless you can adjust the height of the.
Yeah, they probably have a little fucking button thing. You can just go up and down with it.
Do you want to give him a call then?
Yeah, ring him there, Joe.
Will I give him a bell?
Yep.
Right.
Please enter the phone number of the person whom you want to leave a message for.
Well, fuck you then, Ryan.
I asked him to come in for the... when you were away. Oh, when you were in the White House. Do you remember? We were recording that day.
Oh, yeah.
To the White House, do you remember that?
Yeah.
I tried to get Ryan Carrick in like last minute, like 15 minutes. Notice or something, and he was like, no, don't ever ring me again. He said,
he's like that, isn't he?
Yeah, he turned on you like that, that quick.
He seems so nice online, and he does all these funny videos, but but no one would know that he's an absolute bollocks.
Yeah, there's a few like that though.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, are we talking about Ryan Carrick here?
Yeah, real. Oh, he's serious,
nicest man.
No, he's a serious little shit.
His performance at that live show.
Oh, he's a serious little shit, that fella.
He's a little bastard. Do you not remember him after the live show? He was saying, where's me fucking money? And like,
he was fucking, he wanted Hillbilly's chicken and all from Fairview.
He jocked Aaron.
Jocked me, down to me Starkers.
It was very
standing
amazing.
There bleeding, didn't even shave.
And I didn't do anything because I was afraid. I wanted to say something, but I was afraid that he would start on me then.
Going around as dungrays.
Yeah.
Well, I have never heard any of this until now.
Yeah, well,
I'm shocked.
It has to be known.
People, you know,
he's a little shit.
He's a little bollocks.
I thought he just showed up and was a very good sport being introduced repeatedly as internet sensation Ryan Carrick.
No, he was, but
and he dressed as a seagull, didn't he?
Yeah, but that's it was hard to get him into the costume because he was being a little dick.
Yeah, and do you know what? later on that night, he came to my gaff and started kicking a football against the side of the house.
Yeah, and he sinked my sitting room window with a pebble. He's like that, you know.
See, people don't realise this.
Petty.
They just see what people are like online. They like their videos, but they don't realise what they're like behind the videos.
We're probably the only real ones. We're the nice ones. Like, what you see is what you get. Like,
very much so, yeah.
Like, everyone else, they're real little shits. Like,
oh. But no one more so than Ryan Carrick.
He's the worst of them all. He was grand when he was in his old job doing Joxy Turbo in the back on his break. That's when he was all right. Humble.
See, you start going to Joe.ie and it all went to his head.
Yeah.
It all went to his head. That's what it was.
Yeah.
You know? I sent him a message saying, tried to call you there. Why didn't you answer? I call him back.
Be all nice.
Hello?
Ryan.
What's the crack?
Don't ever not answer your phone to me ever again. Roy?
I'm so sorry about that.
Sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I'm here with Darren. We're recording a podcast. I don't know if you want to... We just have a question that we thought you might be interested in. I don't know if you want to talk on it or if... Are you okay with that?
Yeah, what's the question?
It's not really a question, is it?
Well, it sort of is. Do you know Ryanair...
You're recording right now?
Right now, yeah.
Okay. What's the question?
Hi, Ryan.
Owen is here and Darren's here.
That was a bit abrupt, wasn't it? Asked.
You can say piss and shit. Do you want to say piss and shit?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Piss and shit.
Okay.
Hold you.
You can edit that out, I'm sure, afterwards.
The question is, did you see the news that, I don't think it's Ryanair, but it's the company that makes Ryanair's planes. They're releasing new airplane seats where you stand up. Did you see that?
No.
Well, they're releasing seats where you stand up, but it's kind of like the seat is designed in a way that...
It looks like something from, like a roller coaster seat.
Yeah.
A little cup for your balls.
Yeah, like it kind of holds you up by the gooch.
Oh yeah, okay.
And
I've been calling for them to bring that in for years.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, we were actually thinking it might be hard for someone of a smaller stature to kind of enjoy sitting in one of those seats.
Because your legs would be dangling.
Yeah, and so we thought, who's the smallest comedian that we know? And we thought you.
Okay, so what do you want me to do?
What do you think of that? What do you think of those seats?
No, I think that's a great thing. And as I said, I've been calling on to bring that in for years because comedians of a kind of smaller stature have been neglected in terms of airplane seats for years now. So yeah, I think it's a move in the right direction.
Ryan, listen to me now, yeah.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have a problem with your legs dangling for the whole flight.
No, I'd be fine with that.
Yeah. Because me and Joe's legs would touch the ground, like we'd have the option, you know.
Yeah. No, well I'd be kinda used to my legs dangling anyway. Usually sometimes they even put me up in the storage up above the seats. so it's very rare that my legs are touching the ground anyway. So that's it make no odds to me, like.
Yeah.
So you're happy with this move?
Yeah, yeah. Delighted actually.
Okay.
I'll probably go for a drink now. Or maybe book a flight. Thanks for bringing me this news, lads.
Yeah, no. Thanks for giving us your time. And if you would like to say piss or shit again, you feel welcome to. Or any swear word.
All right. Arse.
Nice.
Oh,
arsehole.
Okay. I, yeah. If, and sorry for not answering the phone.
Yeah. And
if I even see you doing a video with your mate on Joe.ie about this, I'm going to fucking go bleeding ballistic.
Oh, sorry. This is your excuse. No, I wouldn't dream of it.
Yeah, because nobody else can touch. No one can touch this topic.
Okay. This is all yours.
It belongs to us now.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Fair.
Okay.
Fair enough, lads. All right.
Thanks, Ryan. Nice one.
Yeah. Appreciate it, lads. Bye.
So fake.
Were you ever in Donegal?
What?
Were you ever in Donegal?
Nah.
It's a fucking mad place. There's a whole lot of nothing. Like nothing. Not even sheep. Like I was driving back from, I was way up north. Where
when
was
you
it?
You get to Donegal, it's like Nothing, just Eric Roberts.
Everyone is Eric Roberts.
He's just like, hello, welcome to Donegal.
Or it's just him. There's no one else in Donegal except for Eric Roberts. It's all his. He owns Donegal, the whole of it.
Is he the Lord Mayor of Donegal?
He's the... him after Daniel
O'Donnell.
O'Donnell, yeah.
Is he from Donegal, isn't he?
Aye.
I'm from Donegal.
There's something very seedy about the Donegal accent, isn't it? It's like everyone has a secret.
Yeah.
Like, oh, aye, you're from Dublin, aye? Very nice.
Aye.
That's lovely. Mm.
Wait until I tell you about me.
I don't know if I want to hear it about it.
What are they hiding in Donegal?
Nothing. That's what I'm saying. When you go to Donegal, man, I'd love to challenge you, actually.
To go to Donegal?
To go to Donegal and make your way back on foot. And tell me that it's not fucking terrifying. Not even all the way back to Dublin.
Get a train.
There's no trains.
How do you get to Donegal then?
You have to drive on the tiniest of roads.
Is it like the Bermuda Triangle?
It sort of is.
Many men went missing in Donegal.
Like if you go all the way up to Inishbofin.
Oh, Inishbofin.
Inishbofin, right at the top. Like the most northern point of Ireland.
You'd be greeted by a wise Eric Roberts.
So where are you? What are you doing here?
Welcome to Inishbofin.
If you go up there, like I was driving back and I was by myself. And
why
I was
were you
thinking,
in Donegal?
I was in Donegal because I was doing a sweat lodge.
And that is?
It's where a bunch of people sit in a hut.
And sweat it out?
For hours. And there's stones that have been... There was a fire. Stones that have been...
Heated stones.
Yeah. It's basically... And then they put it in the tent... Like a big sauna, but you're in there for hours and you're sweating.
When
buckets.
Was this?
This was last weekend.
Are you listening to this?
Vaguely.
I'm looking up something. I'm keeping an ear on it, but
no,
yeah.
But like, he's just out there giving us some big news. he was in a big hot box with a load of men. A load of pensioners.
Was I telling you about this already? Was I already talking about this on the podcast?
No. See, that's the thing with you. You have these big mad outbursts of, oh, he was in a hot box with a load of pensioners. And you just hold on to it and then bring it out and you think you already told us, but you never did.
Okay.
And that could be like a whole episode, like, you know.
It's the reason why I'm burnt. Look at my nose. It's like peeling. I look disgusting.
I thought it had something to do with the weather.
Well, because
that's why I didn't say, why have you got sunburn? And, like, it's like fucking cold out.
Well, it's not fucking cold. That's what I mean. Bleeding, like. We were in the bleeding.
But that's what I mean. It's like,
yeah.
Do you get me though?
I do.
We were in the wilderness, up in the middle of nothingness, and they had this hut and the stones, and there's people go inside, and then you sweat, and it's supposed to be fucking psychedelic and trippy, and you're supposed to have it. It's like going into the mother's womb, and then you come out a new person. You come out sort of regenerated, reborn. It cleans.
Did he cut your umbilical cord again?
No. It's more metaphorical, I'd say, than literal. The stones are to represent the bones of the earth. And the hut is the womb. And you're the heart. And the grass is the skin. And it's all, you know, there's a lot to it. But it's something that's been done for thousands of years in this country. It's a shamanic practice. It's an old Irish traditional thing that people do like once a year or maybe even more so. Anyways, that's where I was and I got sunburned. And then afterwards, I was driving home.
No, hang on.
Okay.
Yeah, there's too much in there. Why are you skipping? Just skip, boy.
So, remind me.
Mm.
Who were you there with?
I was there by myself and there was other people. There was a group of people, like-minded people.
Why were you there?
Because it was somebody told me that it was on, and I thought this would be interesting. Because I had spent whatever 7 weeks in Washington and didn't have a great time.
Didn't find yourself there, so
yeah. So I thought I'd find myself in the north of Ireland, and
did you find yourself?
No, it was an interesting experience.
Well, just like afterwards, like that was really warm.
It was roasting.
Yeah,
it was
tell us
sweating.
More about it. You've just kind of given us the headlines and skipped past all the details here.
I don't know how much detail I can or should get into, but it's...
Why, what the fuck happened?
Nothing happened.
No, like, what did you do?
No, it didn't do anything.
This is a safe space with a lot of listeners. It's fine.
No, I didn't do anything. Obviously, it's a sacred space and it's a sacred ceremony And
is it like what happens in the hot box stays in the hot box?
Yeah, well, kind of a little bit, like you know, does before you get in the hot box, there's a ceremony that goes on. You kind of open in a sharing circle. Yeah, it's all very shamanic, like, and you kind of share and you tie prayers to pieces of thread. And
it sounds like me and Amy's wedding, except not. What was hot in there as well?
Well, weddings are a traditional ceremony as well. They're ceremonies that were created thousands of years ago too, and then you know the church take it and then was they made their own thing.
A little bit culty. Oh.
I mean, I don't think it was a cult thing because there wasn't anyone in charge. Or
was there a man with long hair?
No,
that loved the Beatles.
Probably loved the Beatles, but not long hair. And no, it wasn't the the Unabomber, or it wasn't Charles Manson.
Were
or anything
disappointed
like that.
There was no charismatic leader type guru?
There was a leader of sorts, but it wouldn't. It's not.
It's just like more of a guide.
Or did you think to yourself, these people need a leader with a bit of charisma, a bit of showmanship?
I seen a gap in the market.
Yeah,
I seen a gap in the market. I could see how these people could be engulfed into the cult of Joe. You know, it's possible. But no, that's the whole thing. There was a whole process, and it's kind of a cleansing process of your spirit and of your energy and all of this shit that you'd probably laugh at and people would be like, what the fuck is he doing now? But that's what it was.
You're and getting a big pump out of all the badness. Big massive pump out because you drank a shoulder of vodka.
In this sweat lodge, you lose 1,600 calories. That's how much you sweat.
Just like kind of a like a McDonald's.
Yeah. Well, when you put it like that, it's less impressive. But like, like you're not exercising in there. You're literally just sitting there sweating buckets for hours. And you pray to the north for one session. You pray to the south. You pray to the east. And you pray to the west. And it's not like prayers. You're not saying anything around like that. And it's not religious. Like it's not associated. It's not connected to any organized religion. It's just an old, ancient Irish Celtic tradition.
How'd you find this place?
I know somebody who was organising it.
You're being very
I mean, I'm withholding some information.
We won't ask you what you shared in the sharing circle.
Yeah,
and we're obviously going to sound a bit, you know,
skeptical,
like, and sarcastic, like ourselves. But like,
so you know the person who was organising.
Completely insincere.
I know the person who was organising it.
And is the organiser the person that was the like leader? Sorts.
He was
the leader.
He was holding space, you would say. He's the person holding space. It's his land.
Would I know him?
No.
How do you know him?
I can't say.
I met him at a poker table one night.
There's no even sheep there because grass can't grow on the land up there.
There's something going on there.
There's no sheep in Donegal.
Not one. Did you know that?
That's mad, isn't it? Not where I was. Not like there is sheep in Donegal, but like when you're when you're going through these mountains, these hills, these valleys, and there's just a vast load of nothingness, nothing, because there's no grass, there's nothing around it to kind of sustain life.
Not only are there sheep in Donegal, but the world's cuddliest sheep is in Donegal.
Maybe that's what he
not
meant.
Not saying there's no sheep.
There's no like normal sheep. There's only cuddly sheep. That's what you meant to say.
Very cuddly looking sheep, this.
Is there such thing as a cuddly sheep that allows you to cuddle it, though?
The Valais black nosed sheep.
Do you think sheep are cute?
Yeah.
It's also known by the less cute name, the Walliser Schwarznockenschaff.
What? It's known as that?
No idea what that is.
A Schwarznockenschaff? You don't know what a Schwarznockenschaff
is? It's a type of sheep. You clearly wouldn't recognise
it. That's a type of sheep, or is that the correct term for
the
sheep?
The world's cuddliest sheep.
It's called a what?
Walliser Schwarznockenschaff.
Sounds like a make of vodka.
Yeah. Schwarznockenschaff.
Schwarznockenschaff.
A cheap, cheap one out, a little or something.
You'll find them in Donegal. Carry on.
In certain areas, but not where I was. In this sort
not
of.
Where he was, no.
You're going through these two big mountains and it's nothing for miles. And it's just stone. And it's not even I thought it might have been a quarry, but it looked like they were digging something out of the side of the mountain, but it wasn't for stone. I don't know what it was for, but it's just like a valley and it's just nothing. And it's terrifying. And it's a tiny little, tiny road for miles. Miles.
Would you go to Donegal for a weekend away?
Depends where.
Like, would it be good for a weekend away?
That's what I done.
But you done, like, a Like I'm talking about like me and Amy as a like a getaway, not like to go to a sweatbox. You know,
you go to Letterkenny, the city's in Donegal, like you go to Letterkenny.
Okay,
but I wouldn't go to where I went. People that live there don't even live there. They come down and live in Dublin and they're like the holiday homes. Wouldn't even fucking live there.
They wouldn't.
And they dig turf. Man. I thought it was illegal to dig turf.
It depends who you're digging it for.
You can dig it for yourself?
I believe so.
Ah.
Don't take that as legal advice, but I'm pretty sure it all depends on why you're digging the turf.
We will.
Your Honour, Owen said that you can dig turf.
Owen said you can do it.
Get your hands off me.
Get off me now.
Just some fella called Torf. Owen said I could dig that off him.
He also said I could metal detect anywhere I want in the country.
And pick up seaweed.
And get old coins. He said that. Get your hands off me now.
Owen.
Get off me.
Owen. Tell him.
Not even there.
I'll have nothing to do with you at that stage.
It's basically a deli.
It's a deli of noodles.
What, are you looking at going somewhere nice and romantic with you and Amy?
I have a bit of a travel bug where I just want to see more places.
Oh yeah.
Even if it's Ireland, like, yeah. Mm. Just want to like see a lot more.
I think you just want to make vlog content.
Yeah. No, it's not even that. Like, it's just, I don't know, just after Vegas, I feel like this itch to just like see the rest of the world. Like, I want to see Thailand and all.
Oh yeah.
I just want to go everywhere. I'm saying that now in my head, like I'm just spouting it out, but like I probably won't in the end.
Start with Europe. Man, yeah. The fact that you have no kids, like, it means you can get up tomorrow, get an Aer Lingus flight and just go over somewhere for a day or two and come back. Like,
I need the bread though.
Just go on Skyscanner and put in dates and it'll tell you, it'll just give you a list of cities and how much it'll cost and you just pick the cheapest one and you go.
Like 30 quid?
Yeah, put in next weekend or the weekend after.
This weekend?
I don't have the bread for that.
You don't know how much it'll cost you? It'll cost you nothing.
No, but I literally only have my rent.
We're doing ads for insulation company.
That went on the wedding. And taxes. Taxes are in October. I have to hold on to everything and pay that. And then like you're left with...
You can write this off. This is a business expense if you're making a vlog.
That's...
Is it?
Yeah.
But I haven't got the money to write it off as a business expense.
You never got the startup capital.
I just need a loan. I need a lender.
Joe loves spending money on stupid shit.
Yeah, but he would give it to me. He'd be like, do you want it?
Be cheap, man.
Mm.
40 quid and then 100 quid a night accommodation. You could be in the Czech Republic. You could be in Austria. And why don't you go? Why don't you go to Russia?
I want to go to Hong Kong.
Okay.
And Russia.
That's expensive.
Okay. Russia isn't.
Russia, you get there for peanuts. But, you know, they're in a war. But you'd be grand. Honestly, you'd be grand. Now is a good time to go to Russia.
They'd just be like, they'd welcome me, like.
They'd be like, finally, a tourist.
Finally, welcome to Russia.
Finally.
Finally. Oh, brilliant. Yeah. Here he comes.
They'd see a plane coming in and be saying, who the fuck is that? There'd be no one on the plane. You'd have as much leg room as you wanted. It'd be cheap flights to Russia. Kiev, Ukraine.
I like chicken Kievs.
Mm-hmm. It's where they came from.
Next couple of weekends, you'd happily sell for again.
Chicken Kiev.
They're from Kiev.
From Kiev.
I presume so.
It's in the name, isn't it? What are you saying?
In the next couple of weekends, you'd happily get yourself over to France for less than 50 quid.
What?
Yeah.
What's the accommodation like, though?
Which could return.
Airbnb job.
Bring a tent if you're worried
about
it. You're
not going to be particular about it. Yeah, you get anywhere.
I like my comfort though.
Yeah. If you're going to be particular about it, then you're going to, traveling life will be a little trickier. Doesn't have to be, but.
How about you do a series of vlogs on the shittest hotels you can find? Like going to booking.com.
I think Amy would divorce me.
Filter by one star and like go, go stay in the shittest hotels. That'd be a good idea.
In Europe,
yeah.
Like fucking 20 quid a night. Oh, cockroaches everywhere.
Gunshots going off.
Just staying in the pure hood. People shouting out windows.
Yeah, but it's France, it's romantic.
You can always just travel and see the Eiffel Tower as well to take it away from the slums.
Yeah.
Can't you?
You can.
Just go through Paris. Like, they have a great underground system, so you'd be in to see the Eiffel Tower, back out to your one-star hotel. eat a croissant, make a vlog about a croissant, some cheese, go see a vineyard. Amazing. Did you ever see Travel Man? It's a great TV show.
Yeah, it is.
Travel Man.
Expensive options though.
Yeah, well, they're, yeah.
Makes you want to go for an outbreak.
Yeah.
I think you have to start off with the shit options and then build yourself up to staying at the Ritz.
And get yourself like your man, some Airbnb experiences. Do that kind of stuff.
If you start doing this, then you could become a travel vlogger, and then you get sponsored by
the hotels,
the fucking travel agents, and then you get the 5-star treatment. Then you get the cruises for free.
Because I feel like in my whole life, I've never really been outside my comfort zone. Well, I have with live shows and stuff, but never really tested myself.
Yeah, now's your chance
to like almost die. You know that way?
Almost.
No, like just on the brink of death.
You're not going to almost die going for a weekend in France.
No, but
to see the Eiffel Tower.
So close to death.
But you just never know. It could be in the hotel. It could die of carbon monoxide or something. Just, you know, I just want to experience that where, like, I could die here.
Yeah.
But, like, not die. It's not like I could die. It's not going
to. Like happen. A roller coaster.
No, literally.
The illusion of
death. Literally being captured or something.
But Ray Goggins, you know that TV show with Ray Goggins?
Mm-hmm.
They asked us to be on it.
I remember
He couldn't do it because of the wedding. That would have been a great example.
That's the second time they've asked him, isn't it?
No.
No.
They asked me to do Hell Week.
Oh, Hell Week, yeah. They asked you two to be on that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a fucking shame.
It was only a couple of weeks before the wedding, though, wasn't it?
We've been on with Kneecap. Up in the...
Oh, that's what they're in there, aren't they?
Yeah.
Kneecap.
That's the show, like.
Yeah.
We would have been there instead of Kneecap, though. Kneecap wouldn't have been on it.
Or probably a different episode.
I'd say he would have given to us over them.
But you'd have been out of your comfort zone there. Eating smelly mackerel. I think the lads from...
No such thing as smelly mackerel, pal.
The fuck.
All mackerel's good mackerel. Tell them all.
Fermented mackerel.
Fermented.
Okay. It's bad mackerel.
Shitey mackerel. Gone off.
Dirty, filthy, disgusting, ugly mackerel.
Yeah.
In Holland, they eat raw herring. That's one of the things you just buy in it. Yeah, you're walking around at a market.
Fuck off.
Yeah, well, in America, they eat beef jerky.
Hot dogs, raw herring.
Chips, hot dogs and raw herring.
No, as in like they, like you'd be walking through chips, hot dogs, all very normal, then the next place is selling
raw herring.
It's just a big slice of raw herring. What's the aim here? What are we trying to do?
What is the aim here? To make it, to put you out of your comfort
broaden
zone.
Broaden your mind or break your spirit?
Broaden my mind. And also slightly break my spirit.
And you want
to the point of I could die here.
Yes. At least once on this weekend away, you need to be concerned that you're about to die.
Not concerned, no, that's a bit of a stretch, but just like where you're like, you know, I like the comfort, you know, I'm a house hatcher, as we say on Stala. So like just something that's like, let's just put them in a hotel that's disgusting.
Oh, but in a nice place.
Yeah.
Okay. Just bring you to Salou and just stay in like a 2-star resort.
I know the best place to be hell for me. Madrid.
Why?
It'd be horrible.
Madrid's my favourite city.
Book that there.
Well, we could bring you to like a game, not Spain, but if you were to go to a match in Italy or...
Like
not,
a Dortmund match
Naples.
Or something.
Naples. We go to Naples and we bring you to when Roma or Juventus are playing.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
And we try and get you as close to the away fans as possible.
The ultras.
While wearing a Man United jersey.
Oh God.
I think
they probably just
the
be
vicinity,
like, see,
you're going to be scared.
That would be intimidating.
It would.
A Dortmund game.
They don't really have...
Bayern and Dortmund's more like... Who has the roughest ultras in Europe?
Holland. Does the Dutch football teams have... They have pretty aggressive hooligans, I think.
They do, yeah. Yeah. Shells played FC Zurich in Europe last year and it was surprised how... They were scared.
Turkey isn't in Europe, is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
We got to Istanbul.
Dangerous.
Istanbul is a dome city.
Is it dangerous?
Oh, I think it's dangerous, isn't it?
I told you before, someone tried to kidnap me in Istanbul.
Yeah, there you go. It's fucking dangerous. Someone tried to kidnap Alan.
What about Croatia?
Tried and failed.
Croatian football clubs are...
Oh, yeah.
They're pretty...
Yeah, what are we talking about? Yeah. Balkan countries. That's where you get a good bit of...
I was talking to a Croatian taxi driver who supports... Can't think the name of the team. I just know the crest and I know United played them before. But he said that it's heavy, like it's scary.
Yeah.
And he's from there and he supports them. And he was like, the games are mad. And after the games, I'm mad.
Is this in Croatia?
Yeah.
Yeah? Ah, that's the one then. Because it's also gorgeous.
And the modern hooligans
and
now...
If anyone tried to attack me, I'd just go, Luka Modric. Great, best player. And then they go, my man.
Yeah, the modern hooligans now are all very clean living, training in the MMA gym.
Oh, yeah. Along.
Yeah.
Send me to
and forests and all that.
Send me to Dagestan.
Dagestan.
We're getting further afield here. I thought we were doing like a Ryanair flight somewhere for...
Oh, I don't want Ryanair. Has to be business class, Aer Lingus. Like.
I'll stay in a dirty hotel, but I'm not flying Ryanair. Fuck that.
The plan is to fool everyone into thinking that it's rough, but really, like, it's... Like Bear Grylls, the way he's out drinking piss and all, but he's staying in a four-star hotel. That's a good show.
A whole series on hooligans.
You want to drink piss?
If I came to, if I had to survive.
Sounds like it.
Is it really piss though when he's drinking this? I think it's apple juice. He's not drinking his own piss on telly, like.
Might be.
He's not. That's for sure. He's not.
Is he not?
No.
Would you drink your own?
If I came
what
to.
What the fuck?
Depends how thirsty I was and how far away I was from water.
Would you queue 20 minutes early for your own piss?
No. Why would I queue for my own piss? Just fucking get it out.
Just lie on my back.
It's like that.
Jeez.
Imagine the noise of it. Whoa.
What about fucking Glasgow going up for a Celtic match and a Rangers match?
Scary. Yeah. I think that's probably like, it's so close to here, like, but I feel like that could be like a very scary experience. How many football stadiums is there in Europe?
In Europe?
What if we start off with football? Going to a match. Germany. You like that? Italy. Okay.
But when do we start at home? He hasn't been to a Shelbourne match.
Oh, great content. It's just like one food truck and a load of people shouting.
Let's see. Scotland could be good.
I'm afraid of Scotland.
Game in Holland, game in even Sweden.
It's just me going on my own, like.
We might go with you.
You'd need to hold the camera for me.
I think it would be good to... It'd be good to go to...
Joe's like that. Can I just get interested? I'm like, oh, Joe, sorry. I'm just there. You'll just do it on your phone.
Union Berlin. Go to Berlin and then you could do a little bit of... You could that could expand your mind as well, because you haven't seen fucking Checkpoint Charlie, you haven't seen The Wall, you haven't seen... Like, that'd really open your mind to...
Holocaust Museum in Berlin.
Whew.
Heavy going.
Grim.
Just Berlin in general is grim.
Send you one of the clubs in Berlin. You might feel like you're at risk of dying.
A nightclub, like?
Yeah.
Be grand.
They're crazy. They're crazy in Berlin.
Bilko chains and all.
Bilko chains.
And a salmon short. Pants. And a salmon short.
Chapless trousers.
Oh, is that what the dress like?
Chaps. Arseless chaps, sorry. Chapless trousers.
Arseless chaps.
Arseless chaps. Yeah.
Deadly. I'll be into that.
That'd be good. Berlin would be good.
What's the story with the nightclubs though? Are they dangerous?
Oh, they're just intense, yeah.
What's up, the music wise or the people?
But both. They're kind of like 24-hour nightclubs, like raves. Just boom, 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 boom. Rammstein, Du Hast.
Oh, Jesus, that'd be later. Boom, boom, boom. I just don't think I have the mental capacity to do all that. Like, I'll just go out and fucking go off the wagon.
Well, you'd have to be on drugs.
Like, yeah, look, I'm tired, lads.
So, going
I'm just going to go back to bed, like.
Going back to this one-star hotel.
Just going back to lie on them cement blocks. The cement pillow.
You could go to Chernobyl.
I could.
This isn't part of his challenge. I was thinking for if you want somewhere with interesting, bit of danger.
That would be good.
Where is that?
Ukraine.
Ukraine.
Probably can't go there now, actually.
No.
Yeah, you can. It's grand. It's only fine on the edges.
Do you know that film, like, The Interview?
Yeah.
And, like, Kim Jong-un in the film, I forget his name in it, it's, like, similar. And, like, he just loved that show that Seth Rogen and James Franco had.
Oh, yeah.
And he's, like, just a big fan, like, and you'd love to just, like, spoof your way to that point, wouldn't you? Like, and just sit down.
With Kim Jong-un?
Well, no, not him specifically, but just someone that's, like, that big, like, you know, that kind of like figure. Like
Vladimir Putin?
Yeah.
Would you like to sit down with Vladimir Putin?
No, I probably wouldn't like to sit with him, but just, like, to get to that point, like, where... He's just like, I love Stalin. Do you know that way? And it's just like, found out, why does he listen to that? That's a bit weird. And he's a mad cunt.
Apparently Vladimir Putin is very funny.
Well, we all have a bit of funniness to us. He's just normal, I suppose, is he? Not normal. What was I normal? Like, Jesus Christ. Yeah, he's mad normal.
Just a bloke, isn't he?
Just a bloke sitting on a nuke, looks fine, whatever. But yeah, that's interesting. I think I'll start with Donegal though. Want to go to the sweat house or the sweat room, what is it?
The sweat lodge.
And stay in it for a few days.
I think somewhere icy. A mountain, like the fucking Alps, the Alps.
Somewhere,
Alps.
Somewhere icy.
Switzerland.
In a big huge regatta jacket.
Have you ever been skiing?
No. I can't even go on fucking rollerblades.
Well, you fucking dress for it. Yeah, I have so many bleeding bubbly jackets. North Face and whatever you have.
And the long manager's coat, the Arsene Wenger coat would be nice.
Mm-hmm. Go skiing.
You fall off then.
Remember we had done the little deep dive on the lads who went on that hike?
Oh yeah. Dyatlov Pass.
Dyatlov's Pass.
Mm.
Why don't we do Dyatlov's Pass?
Right, yeah. Well, it's in Siberia or something, isn't it?
Yeah. Fuck it. That'd be amazing. Wouldn't it?
Could climb a mountain, yeah. Go on a dangerous hike.
And die, possibly. Do you have to sign a waiver that you could die?
Probably.
I imagine you would have to. Once I say that, I'll be like, right, and close to death, let's leave it.
What was it again about Dyatlov's Pass? They just went missing.
Yeah, I remember. There was,
yeah, they were supposed to arrive at their destination at a certain date, and they didn't.
But it was the Yeti, remember? The Yeti did it.
Or the aliens.
No, it was the big Yeti did it.
I think it was the aliens, yeah. Something that would be like good, though. I think that would be class.
Where is that?
Siberia, kind of Russia.
I think it was
Russia as well.
Was it Siberia? It was the old Soviet Union, anyway.
Is it
Ural Mountains.
Big Al's Mountain.
Mostly in Russia.
Dyatlov's Pass. I take you there, 50 euros. I take you Dyatlov's Pass.
What accent is that?
Russian. Russian.
Oh, no, it's our side of Russia.
It's our side.
It's a bit more accessible.
What do you think is Russian accent? I think pretty good.
Let me hear your Russian.
Nah, it'll just sound like Dracula.
Let's hear it.
I can already hear it in my head. You just go real deep. Do you want to come to I want to suck your blood.
That was Dracula. You went straight to Dracula. And like, not a good Dracula, like the Sesame Street Dracula.
I was trying to do Russian.
One. Ha ha ha.
Yes. It's a great episode of Stole It. Thank you for listening.
It's quite good.
Make sure you tune in next week. You can listen to bonus episodes. Send in your questions to stoleit@goloudnow.com.
Lost it there.
I tried to get
the Arnie a little bit.
Yeah, I did. Just go a bit Arnie.
Get to the chopper. I'll see you later. Really sorry about all that, everyone.
And if there's anywhere you want us to travel to, let us know. And the email is stall@goloudnow.com.
I'm travelling after this. I'm going straight, after this, I'm going straight down to Cork.
Oh, yeah.
To Skull. Oh, yeah. To Skull.
Straight away.
Straight away.
You got the car here now?
I have the car, ready to go. Packed up, ready to go. I've never been there before.
You're going on your own?
I'm staying in a stranger's house. Now, there's living on the edge. Put a call out on my social media. And then someone got in touch and said, you can stay. I have a place down there, you can stay there. So I'm going down there.
You forgot to mention that on this week's episode.
Here we are. I'm mentioning it.
This is a funny time to mention this, considering what we've just been talking about for the last while.
Yeah. Like literally, like going somewhere where you could be on the brink of death.
I didn't want to make it about me.
Hmm.
Could turn into misery.
This stranger be there.
Trapped and tied to the bed.
Are they giving you the keys to an empty house, or are you staying with them?
Apparently there's other people staying in the house. Oh. And then I can stay in the house in one of the rooms too. So
I wouldn't do that.
Misery.
In the middle of nowhere, in a place called Skull.
Skull Island. King Kong might be there.
Be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
Imagine he was. What would you do if fucking King Kong was there?
Daniel Day-Lewis is going to be there.
Shut up.
Yeah,
really?
I think he's coming out.
Daniel Day-Lewis and Barry Keoghan
and Donald Gleason.
This is some pull this place has.
And their films are being played while they're there.
Yeah.
I reckon,
yeah.
Daniel Day-Lewis is staying in someone's washroom.
I think he lives down there.
I thought he lived in Wicklow.
He's going to be so surprised at how meted I am.
You should go down. This is the schmooze fest of the year.
I've got vlogs to do.
Go down and
that's,
stay.
That's where
this
the vlog's
exactly
going to be made.
Talking about. Go down and stay in the same room as him.
Too short notice.
No, it's not.
Never. It
what have
never.
You
I have to put the dinner on and all.
Come down tomorrow.
I'm not going down.
Oh, darn, this
I don't want it. Just leave it at that. I'm not going, and that's the end of it.
You never know who'll see it.
Yeah.
What if Daniel Day-Lewis is just wandering past, you know, and he
walks in and he says that and he's like, who is that guy? And everyone's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know who he is.
Do you know how small Skull is?
He's not around to ask. So
Skull is like so small. And these people are just going to be knocking around, and there's like three bars. So they're going to be just like hanging around.
I'd love to see this fella. And you'll be like, your schmooze radar will be up to 10.
Mm.
Joe loves a schmooze. So you'll be just there peering over the tops of people's heads in the pub, and you'll see someone, maybe Daniel Day-Lewis. And then I'd love to see like the sidle, the casual sidle through the crowd.
And he'd go over like...
Yeah, yes, he would.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, definitely. Look how he's doing. Oh, he must be old now, Daniel Day-Lewis. Is he 70s? He hasn't done a film since Phantom Treads.
Whatever that one is.
An Oscar for it, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
I'll tell you now what age
he is. I feel like he won an Oscar for every single film he's done, though.
Three, I think, isn't it?
Yeah. He's 68.
68. Retirement age.
Gen Z. Would he be Gen Z? What an actor, though.